looking back on the time you guys played the Texans before and then the game since, is there a consistency to how J.J. Watt is used? I know we talked about before the game they kind of use him over the line, all over the line, really. Is it hard to track a pattern for the ways that they use this guy, or can you count on him in certain spots depending on the situation?
I think more of the prediction of where he may be centers around what defense they're actually in on the field at the time. And he plays the strong side end, the 4 or 5 technique end when they're in base defense most of the time. And then, you know, you have an idea of where he's going to be when they sub that base group out and go to sub nickel or dime packages. You have an idea of where he's going to be more based on the personnel than you do anything that we would be doing, or you know, any guessing on, you know, when they're going to move him around and so on and so forth. They do happen to displace him some, but based on who they put on the field, he generally lines up, you know, where you would expect him to. But because he plays to the strength of the formation sometimes, that's why, you know, our guys on the right and the left will both be challenged with handling him along with the rest of their great front on Sunday.
Josh, what's it like working with a guy like Tom Brady at this time of year? Is he still the same sort of guy, or is there something different about him when the playoffs come around?
Tom has a great approach and demeanor about his work every day. And I think that's really a great thing to have as a quarterback, is that if you can be consistent with the way you approach your job, how hard you work, the intensity with which you prepare for each opponent, I think that generally that sets a great example for your teammates and anybody who's looking at you for leadership in terms of how you would expect them to do their job too. We all get excited, I think, you know, when you're in the postseason. I mean, this is really what we play and coach for, is to try to have an opportunity to play in these types of games and coach in these types of games. And I'm sure Tom's no different than any other player who's really excited for our opportunity this week. But I think Tom's a pretty consistent guy who has a great approach to doing his job every day as well as he can do it.
Josh, to build off the Watt talk from earlier, I think that the pressure and their entire front seems to have been better with Brooks Reed back on the field. Just could you assess sort of how he makes that group different?
Brooks Reed is another young, talented edge guy that plays with a great motor. Certainly has been disruptive when he's been in there, and gives them another guy to play on the edge. I mean, I think Barwin and Merciless, who we saw in the first game, I thought they did a really good job, and I think they do a great job. And I think Reed just comes in and really provides, you know, some explosiveness off the edge, a guy that, you know, can pass rush, can really play in a running game, has a great playing style about him, and he'll be another big challenge for us that we didn't see, you know, a few weeks ago.
Josh, we pay a lot of attention to their front seven, and deservedly so, but what do you see out of their secondary? Can you kind of assess the guys that they run out there?
Yeah, I think this, you know, this defense in general really you know, does a great job of playing complementary. You know, the parts of their defense play complementary roles to one another. You know, I think it's a secondary that's asked to play, you know, man coverage. They pressure a lot, so they're asked to play some, you know, some coverages where they're in single coverage, you know, when they blitz, and they ask them to play in the slot some when they, you know, depending on the formations and the personnel that you have on the field on offense. I think that Joseph has really done a good job of matching up on some specific receivers during the course of the season. He's really a talented guy and worthy of all the accolades that he's received, and has done a great job of really competing well, and you know, in some of those games where he's been matched on, you know, really, really top-notch receivers. You know, I think the safeties do, they're asked to play a lot of different roles too. Manning plays down near the front in some of their man coverages and is asked to, you know, cover the tight ends, and I think he's really competitive in that situation. He does a great job of getting the ball off of people and stripping the ball away, and has had a history of that over his career. Quinn plays safety, also has played down in their in the front and blitzed and been a disruptive guy in their dime package. So, you know, there's a lot of talented players back there. The scheme, like I said, they have to hold up sometimes when they pressure, and then other times, you know, they do a good job of really, you know, shutting things down in the back end and giving the front an opportunity to get to the passer. You know, and I think all of them will come up there and run support, and they're good tacklers. And, I mean, it's a really good defense, and there's no question that the secondary plays a big role in that.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Thanks, guys.